having police officers patrolling neighborhoods and working on reducing violent crime rather than being in fixed positions at intersections.
But at the same time, the technology as of late has not been the best used at all as far as getting the accurate tickets.
You don't cut your nose off to spite your face. We had an experience that did not work for Baltimore, but the program works. We saw that when we implemented it before, we were able to improve safety by 29%. That matters. So my goal is to get a system that works, not to scrap it, because it's too important to find ways to increase safety, particularly when we're talking about making sure that our young people have safe ways to and from school.
Will someone go back, whatever program comes up, will there be a human checking to make sure that the equipment is accurate and that the tickets are accurate?
Absolutely. It will be an efficient and accurate system from beginning to end.
There was some mention of board estimates that there was going to be some reconsideration of how vendors are compensated. Does that mean doing away with the bounty system? Yes?
So you guys are saying you're going to do the bounty system for the next contract?
One of our goals in moving forward is to implement a number of the recommendations of the task force. One of the major recommendations was to evaluate how we can move forward without the bounty system. So that is our intent.
Record has said that they have not had any contact with the city for 6 months. Is that true?
I'm sure you know we can't discuss that.
Why not?
It's per the agreement of the contract separation.
So no details? I mean, they told...
I will let the director, he's much more familiar with what we can and cannot say per the agreement. So,
Director, before the agreement, before the agreement, they said they had had no contact with the city for 6 months, none. Care to comment?
I was very impressed with the efforts that Breckford made in trying to help resolve issues and bring the program online and to see if we were going to be able to work through and make the program work. Under the current structure, it just would not work. We had a team of internal resources with the city working with Breckford staff every day from the time that I've been here until now, working together with Breckford to try to bring the program online. So,
what's the time frame of that?
I believe I started about 6 months and maybe 4 days ago, but who's counting, right?
will you look at the LIDAR technology instead of using the radar cameras?
We're evaluating all technology available, we intend to, as I said, try to bring back a program that is that meets the highest technical standards, uses the most reliable technology, and does away with that bounty system.
And thanks. Some of the council have said, let's just not do speed cameras, let's forget about it. What do you say to those people who say that?
I would be curious what their recommendations would be to get us to 29% reduction in traffic incidents. Not doing something is not an option.
Well, not losing the revenue generated by the cameras, because I think what was the projection about anywhere from $13 to $15 million, impact on your budget?
Now, we've had, as I mentioned here before, we have had to tighten our belts before coming out of the Great Recession, and we will be able to do it again.
Are you going to tell everybody when they're back on?
I'll tell you when they're back on.
Do you have a specific timeline you're working with as to when you'd like to have a system back up and operating?
Well, we don't have a specific timeline. I will say that this is a high priority, very high priority for the department. We are evaluating a lot of the information that we're able to collect, evaluating a lot of the technology that's out there and available, and we're hoping in very short order to be in the process of looking at what that new program is going to look like.
How much money is the city not collecting because of the camera today? How much has the city not has missed out on?
Well, I know that I can only deal with the budgeted amounts. And I think those numbers have been, by our finance department, around $14 or $15 million.
For the year.
So how will this impact next year's budget, which is already projected at $20 million as far as the structural deficit?
We take everything into account, as I just mentioned, and we've had to close, deficits, gaps that were much larger than that, and we've done it in a way that continues to move the city forward, and that's what we'll do with this case.
But isn't this $14 million counted upon collecting back in July?
I'm not 100% sure what you're asking me.
I'm asking you, you were counting on this $14 million to date, according to the financial records or finance department.
But I don't believe that that changes my answer. We've had to close budget deficits that are larger than that before. In the current budget year and moving forward to planning for the next fiscal year. So we've done it before. We've done it in a way that continues to move the city forward, protecting core city services, and we'll do it again.
So the $14 million will not be missed by anybody? In other words, the citizens will not notice an impact on their service because there's not $14 million there to pay for it?
That's a bit of an overstatement. You know, when we cut back, there are impacts to that. I think that what our goal is to minimize the impact to the taxpayer.
But it's going to be felt along the line somewhere because the money's missing.
Yes.
Will Brecker be allowed to bid on the new RFP?
I'm not aware of any restrictions at this time, so I can't definitively answer that, but I'm unaware of any restrictions.
Do one more.
Mayor, I wanted to ask you about the Anthony Anderson investigation report, because it sort of outlined some interesting aspects of police training. The report concluded that the officers was called an apex move, which lifted him up to the ground and tossed him down to the ground, which may have contributed to his death. But it was a very aggressive action. He was a low-level drug addict. So my question is, do you have concerns about this use of force in these kind of situations? Is this something you think the police department should be doing? Or,
the apex move in particular, or?
Well, yeah, I mean, this type of, you're talking about a guy who, at best, had, bought drugs.
Right. So on the broader issue of the use of force, it is something that concerns me and something that I know concerns the police commissioner. That's why he convened the group to investigate or to evaluate the death of Mr. Anderson. It's something that we look to make sure that we are using the appropriate force at the appropriate time. And through the Anderson investigation and the other ongoing work that we're doing, whether it's supplying officers with tasers to give them additional resources, to looking at different training that we can do, we are constantly working on making sure that we're getting it right. I think we have a very delicate balancing act when it comes to police action. And we have police officers who every day they show up to work, they put their lives on the line. And we have a community that deserves protection without being under siege. They deserve protection in partnership. And that's why it's so important that we get it right. So I'm pleased that the commissioner pulled that group together to do the investigation, And I'm also proud of his dedication to making sure that his officers have the best training possible to deal with whatever situation that comes up.
Thank you.